Wheat and tares. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, or consummation of the age. Matthew 13, verses 37 through 39. This parable contains basic principles which govern the interpretation of the other parables. Read Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. Observe the following seven positive facts. 1. Two distinct groups of people of opposite characters are figured, children of God and children of the wicked one. In the Greek, the word for children is sons in both cases. 2. God is the father of the first group. Satan is the father of the second. Jesus said to the rebellious Jews, "Ye are of your father the devil." John 8, verse 44. Ephesians 2, verses 2 and 3 makes a distinction between sons of disobedience and children of wrath. There is no salvation for the sons of disobedience. They crossed the deadline. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Cain, the first son of the devil, was of that wicked one and slew his brother. 1 John 3, 10 and 12. 3. Wheat is wheat and never turns into tares. Tares are tares and never become wheat. Ask any farmer. So God's children never become children of the devil. All men are children of wrath by nature, being members of the old creation, which is condemned. But all who believe are released from wrath and shall not come into condemnation or judgment. John 5, verse 24. The cross of Christ stands forever between the wheat and the tares, the righteous and the unrighteous. 4. The field is the world. Both wheat and tares are planted and grow in the world. They are together in the world, but not in Christ. They do not have fellowship with one another. They do not worship together in reality. Sinners shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Psalm 1, verse 5. Hence, to root them up means to take them out of the world, but not out of their respective companies. No one can root believers out of God's kingdom or care. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10, verse 28. 5. The Son of Man sows the wheat and looks after it. He was first in the field. Jesus said, pointing to himself, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. Satan sows the tares and cultivates them. He does not deal in wheat, though the tares, in the Greek is darnel, meaning false grain, resemble the wheat in the first stages. Number 6. The destinies of the wheat and tares are separate and distinct. A furnace of fire is the destiny of the tares, into which the wheat, no part of it, will ever be cast. My barn, God's garner, granary, or storehouse, Matthew 3:12 and Luke 3:17, is the destiny of the wheat, his children. No tares will ever be found there. 7. The reapers are the angels. They will do no plucking up until the harvest at the consummation of the age. Matthew 13:39. They will make no mistakes. They will know the difference between Satan's followers, between real possessors and mere professors. The angels will gather the tares and cast them into the furnace. Then shall the righteous, the wheat, shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Matthew 13, verse 43.